that a very large percentage of college graduates now are leaving with, they got all this knowledge. I mean, they spent 4 years, you know, of college and getting educated for a job.
Right.
And they're not getting employment.
Right.
And you can have all the knowledge in the world, but be broke at the end of it. Actually, big broke because you got student loans and debt, all that stuff, yeah. You know, right?
Right.
How much did you pay for that? And the thing about it is that, you know, if you got wisdom, I mean, you know, knowledge and wisdom is beautiful. But if you don't have a lot of knowledge, wisdom is can trump anything. And so, because you know when to be silent, you know, when to speak.
That's right.
And so I remember we were up in New York, John and I were in New York, and I was about to take off, and it was kind of the last show that was happening for Glenn Beck's Fox television show up there, you know, and John had called and got, they called us up and said they had some tickets available for us to go to one of his last viewings right there, and before he left there and started GBTV. Yeah, we'll talk about that when he's on the air, but it was a journey getting there. There's no such thing as being in a hurry in New York. I mean, you can be all agitated and stuff, but you're not going to go anywhere. I was like, oh, my God. And GPSs, oh, my God. You're getting all those buildings and everything. But it's so funny to watch John's forehead during those times. Love you, man. And so the we get there, and it's a special day. Mm-hmm. It's a special day, and, you know, I just happened to be in town. You know, I was ministering up there in Jersey and in New York. And so I, he just wanted to take me to Glenn Beck's show. And so, but he had college students there that day. He had college students there. And so, it was, the audience was full, you know, three or four rows, you know, it wasn't a big audience, you know, with, people who are going to college or about to graduate who had all their student loans. And so we just came on in. We passed the Secret Service that was there at the door. It was like a Secret Service guy at the door and checked us all out. And he gave us all these different things to get in. And, you know, long story short, we ended up right there on the show. And we're sitting in the back row. And all these young college students are around us. You know, we look like two old men. Well, I look like a taller old man. And John looked like a not taller old man. And so we're sitting there standing out like a sore thumb with a deep Southern accent in the middle of New York to top it off. You know. And so we're there, and you know, Glenn, I mean, he's going to be setting these guys up. I mean, you know, it's like, don't bite the bullet. He says, look, this is your moment. You can share anything you want to share. You can share anything you want to share, you know, and he wanted to get the students talking. Mm-hmm. And this is what he said. He said, first he said that question. He said, you can say anything you want. This is, you're going to be on live television. This is time to talk to the world. And of course, I'm like, we're like raising our hands. Like, we're going to tell the world to repent, you know, raise our hands up, you know. There's a commercial break, and you can see Glenn lean down and talk to one of his people right there. And I know what he's probably saying. Who are these two old men in the midst of these college students in the back? And it wasn't a really back. And John is tugging on my shirt. They're going to throw us out. Throw us out. I'm thinking, man, this is our moment, man. We're gonna let them know it's time to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons of the fathers. The thing is, what God spoke to me in the midst of all these college students was that they would rather pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get what fathers could have taught them than have to go through the pain and process of having a father relationship.